quick before we get into news. Toyota released a Dakar edition of the Hilux Bucky. Mm-hmm. And I asked the salesperson, I said, what is the why is it called the Dakar? And he says to me, it's got the same suspension that they use on the Dakar Rally, which is an off-road suspension. And I said, oh, okay, so that's what influenced it. The engine and everything else is generally the same as your Legend 500 Hilux Bucky. But that's the difference, is that the suspension. Ask any influencer, do you know what differentiates the two cars? Besides reading it on a brochure, I don't think he would actually know.
Yeah, I think that's my problem with...
And that's the thing. That's why I would want to be... I would want someone like Jean de Villiers, who races for the Toyota Dakar team. If he was endorsed by it, then I say, yes, this is the right person.
Yeah.
Because he knows so much about it. True.
Exactly. True. Exactly. And then you're like, yes, this is the right person. The same way I would buy running shoes from someone like Caster Semenya.
Yeah. Mm.
Because she runs in them, and she would not endorse rubbish that she wouldn't run in.
Yeah, true.
So, you know?
It's like buying running shoes because Kylie Jenner had them.
The Pepsi ad?
Well, they do that. That's the new ball game.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that we're moving away from the, you know, the celebrity that you endorse has got to have some sort of affiliation.
Yeah, and knowledge.
And understanding of a product.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, then good luck trying to sell things. You think a pretty face is going to sell things these days?
Yeah, well, Michali is proof that it's possible.
But Michali knows makeup. That's a difference.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the thing. Like, for example, like makeup. Like, you got to be... Like, I would trust Bonang. I would trust Boiti for makeup and stuff like that. The same way I would trust Nadia Nakai and Ayanda MVP. And I would trust... who else is there? Muesli
for hair,
for wigs. Yeah,
yeah.
I would trust them because they're the consumers of the wigs. I've seen the wigs that they use. True. I would trust them for that.
Yeah, true. Know what you're selling.
I wouldn't necessarily buy a shampoo that they endorse, but I would trust them if I was looking for a wig.
Yeah, true.
You know, I'm just saying, like, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.